"Who's that laughing at me?" said the princess, trying to keep in her sobs and running too fast for her grazed knees. "Nobody, child," said the nurse, almost angrily. But that instant, there came a burst of coarse tittering from somewhere near, and a hoarse, indistinct voice that seemed to say, "Lies, lies, lies." "Oh!" cried the nurse with a sigh that was almost a scream and ran on faster than ever. "Nursey! Lootie! I can't run any more. Do let us walk a bit."
"What am I to do?" said the nurse. "Here, I will carry you."
She caught her up, but found her much too heavy to run with and had to set her down again. Then she looked wildly about her, gave a great cry and said,
"We've taken the wrong turning somewhere and I don't know where we are. We are lost, lost."
The terror she was in had quite bewildered her. It was true enough they had lost the way. They had been running down into a little valley in which there was no house to be seen. Now, Irene did not know what good reason there was for her nurse's terror, for the servants had all strict orders never to mention the goblins to her. But it was very discomposing to see her nurse in such a fright. Before, however, she had time to grow thoroughly alarmed like her, she heard the sound of whistling and that revived her. Presently she saw a boy coming up the road from the valley to meet them. He was the whistler. But before they met, his whistling changed to singing. And this is something like what he sang.
"Ring, dod, bang! Go the hammers clang, hit and turn and bow, whiz and puff and roar. Thus we rive the rocks, force the goblin locks, see the shining ore. 1, 2, 3, bright as gold can be. 4, 5, 6, shovels, mattocks, picks. 7, 8, 9, light your lamp at 9. 10, 11, 12. Loosely hold the helve. With a merry manner, boys, make the goblins hold their noise."
"I wish you would hold your noise," said the nurse rudely. For the very word goblin at such a time and in such a place made her tremble.